Hello again. Well, it's slightly better news recurred infection status, but let's not be too complacent. We all have got COVID fatigue, of course we have, and it's easy to just metaphorically throw in the towel, but I implore you, don't. The Kent variant knocking around at the moment is much more infectious, more akin to a flu-like illness, seems to affect a wider spectrum of victims, and particularly the youngsters. Do wonder, given the broader set of complaints though, some quite mild, how many of us are actually ringing 111 or meds or GP surgeries or turning up at A&E to report any of these symptoms, particularly if they are mild? Self-reporting, of course, is key. The notion of 50%+ of the English population apparently having COVID antibodies, as expressed in the media this week, just tells me how widespread this virus has become. How far it's spread its little tentacles. So much to learn as yet, though. Typically, Easter would be a time to look at the many foibles at this time of year, let alone the peculiarities of those eggs, chocolate-filled, with the holy trio of psychoactive chemicals guaranteed to render you needing more. Chocolate, containing caffeine, phenylalanine, theobromine. All energising and mood elevating. Then we finally, maybe, X clock going forward. Well, we've seen the sun a bit this week anyway. But doomed to chill, not thrill, as the winds arrive from the north over the weekend, apparently. Weird. Remember last year? It was baking. Remembering deep snow, though, I've seen in April in the past on Manx Hills, to the point of actually being able to walk over a car bonnet hidden in a snowdrift, only to be discovered by me thinking, this feels a bit weird, before discovering the windscreen on closer inspection. Ouch, bizarre. All this shielding inside staying will mean many will have pretty low vitamin D levels as I speak. But 15 minutes of outside sun exposure, 3 times a week, to your arms and face, etc., at the very least, is said to be enough for most island folk to produce adequate vitamin D for overall health. However, this so-called sunshine vitamin is ebbing and flowing in social importance, readily overrun by anything COVID-related, of course. Likewise, many have taken to gobbling more over-the-counter vitamin supplements during this past year. Much of this resulting in vitamin-laden urine, basically, and not much else, in essence. Quirkily, when a patient arrives in the surgery, sometimes clutching a urine sample for a number of reasons, testing for infection, or sugar, or blood, or protein, occasionally illicit medications, shall we loosely call them, we can test for all these things quite easily, but as we gladly grab the said urine sample, amazingly, one can tell a vitamin user by both the colour of the sample, and on popping the container open, oof, the glorious odour, hopefully not eating your meal at this point, of vitamin B complex chemicals. Try eating some Brewer's yeast tablets, that gives you a flavour of what we're talking about. Now there are a few vitamins we just don't store, and thus we need to derive these from what we eat in our food. B complex, mainly type vitamins, and vitamin C. All water soluble, readily ingested, readily excreted. Back to that urine sample though. Vitamin B in its many forms really is important in brain functioning. Indeed, the memory clinic here on the island will require a test for levels of vitamin B on any initial referral to their service, and it is really quite common to find low levels therein, and thus prompt us to add vitamin B supplements either in tablet form as a 3-monthly booster injection of this nice pink liquid. We used the term neocytamine, now called hydroxycobalamin. Crikey, you need some vitamin B12 to allow you to memorise all this stuff, I think. Ah well. Here's hoping for continuing better news as the eggs approach. Happy Easter. Till next week. Cheerio.